Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Donna. I hope everyone is doing well. Thank you for listening in and for downloading it later. As you know, last week I had a little technical difficulties and I was not able to present my full bit on the essential oils of the Bible. And as promised, we're going to pick up where we left off. Only, I do want to just do a quick recap of calamus oil as well as cassia. For those of you that listened in last week, I think I had about less than 10 minutes, and I made some quotes from the Bible. I didn't have the opportunity to advise that the actual quotes from the Bible and a little bit of the information on the oils was from Essential Oil Mama, and a lot of wonderful information on that site and many more Bible passages and verses than what we're going to cover today. But I did want to go back to calamus oil. It's not an oil that you hear about, you know, the lavender and the frankincense and whatnot, but just as kind of to kind of pull back into a show I had done in terms of oils and for the brain, and I focused on frankincense. Well, calamus oil is also great for the mind because it helps to alleviate problems like memory difficulties, loss of concentration. Okay, this is, we all suffer from that from time to time. We have so much going on in our lives. But it's also a stimulant for the body and as well as the mind. You know, so, you know, maybe you don't want to take this at night, but during the day, you know, definitely. And I think I also covered quickly that it's an antioxidant, it's a wound healer, it has a stimulatory effect on the nervous system, it's effective against fungi, viruses, bacteria, repels many insects. It also helps provide relief in rheumatoid arthritis. For those of you that might be arthritis sufferers, it also helps with the occurrence of spasms. It's a memory booster, as I mentioned. You know, some things that I've learned and read say that it's a relaxation, you know, it helps to relax and induce sleep, but I don't know if it revs everything in the nervous system. I'm not so certain that I would use it at night. You know, just you know, my own thoughts. It's also helps provide relief from epilepsy, reduces inflammation. It helps improve blood circulation, and it also helps reduce body's core temperature. So definitely useful if you have a fever. It's a little, I guess I would describe it as a yellowish brown in color, and it smells very similar to cinnamon. It has a sweet and uplifting and refreshing kind of scent. So just to, you know, kind of go back to that one, I felt that I was rushed and maybe all of the benefits of that oil maybe didn't come through clearly. The second oil I think that I did hurriedly get into was cassia. It's also mentioned in the Bible, and I think that last week I mentioned Psalm 45, but this week I'll do Ezekiel chapter 27, verse 19. Dan also and Javan going to and fro, occupied in by fairs. Bright iron, cassia, and calamus were in thy market. So that verse also mentions calamus that we just talked about, as well as an oil, cassia. Now, cassia, it also has a kind of a warm, spicy cinnamon smell. It promotes healthy digestion. It helps to support a healthy immune function. It's also a very uplifting aroma. I mean, when you think of cinnamon, it brings back memories of childhood or baking and all the good scents and smells, even during holiday time. And cassia also has that kind of warm, spicy scent. Normally, I would probably use this in one of my proprietary blends, and just a small quantity because it is strong. But it's been used for thousands of years to also promote emotional well-being. It's known for its calming properties. I guess I would describe it as a warming oil. It also helps promote circulation, healthy immune, digestion. It also helps to lessen nausea, which I found, you know, very interesting. It's a great oil to diffuse if you have a cold. Because it is kind of a warming oil, you'd put it in your diffuser. A little bit goes a long way. If you want to apply it to the skin, I would absolutely recommend that you use it with a carrier oil, you know, of your choice. I like the fractionated coconut oil, but, you know, whatever you happen to like, definitely use that if you're going to use it on your skin. Because it's spicy and kind of cinnamony, I don't want it to be too warm on the skin. Okay. It also, as I said, helps soothe sore, achy joints. And it can be used in cooking as a replacement for cinnamon in pies or breads or whatever. If you want to use it, kind of, I would combine it with 1 to 2 drops along with lemon in a glass of purified water, and that would help aid digestion. It also will help cut off hunger cravings. So, you know, that's good to know. I would definitely, you know, if you do apply it to your body, definitely use it with a carrier, oil, okay? The next oil we're going to talk about that's found in the Bible is cedarwood, okay? And in Psalm 92:12, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. So I thought that one was pretty interesting. Some of the wonderful health benefits of cedarwood, I don't know. I had, when I finished my basement and we decided not to put the pool table up, I said, yes, I added a cedar closet that goes along the back wall of the basement. My mother, my father had given it to her as an engagement gift a million years ago. No, I'm joking, but it was over 60-some years ago. A cedarwood, they called it a cedar chest, a hope chest. This is a massive piece of furniture. And it reminds me of that smell. I love that scent. It helps to keep your clothes fresh. And what you know, and we all know that cedarwood helps repel moths. But I didn't know until I got into the study of the essential oils and aromatherapy is that it's also frequently used for nervous and respiratory systems. Also, it's supportive of the urinary system. You know, so they extract it from the actual cedarwood tree using a steam distillation from the wood. And what happens is that you're just left with the smell of the woody aroma. So here again, respiratory function. It also helps your skin to recover quickly from little boo-boos. It also helps promote clear, healthy skin. So it's not another alternative. Sometimes tree oil, which is also great for the skin or acne, or some people feel that that's a bit strong. Cedarwood essential oil could be a, you know, something that you could substitute for that. Emotionally, cedarwood has grounding and a calming effect on our nervous system. But this is what I found really interesting, is that it is thought to have a spiritual effect of bringing people together. How wonderful is that? I mean, this is a scent, or it's been around since the beginning of time, and it has all these wonderful properties. But to spiritually bring people together, I like that. It helps individuals feel strong and confident in themselves, and it helps them to connect and support those around them, as well as provide that support for others. It's really, I guess, it's kind of good in opening the heart. And while I didn't talk about cedarwood necessarily when I did the essential oils for the different chakras, as I said, the list too numerous to mention, and it's really what resonates with you. But cedarwood oil would also be something that you could add in a blend or whatever that would help to open up the heart chakra, you know, which is great. I blend it sometimes with bergamot because I'm into doing my own natural, healthy ways of keeping, you know, carpet clean and wood floors clean and whatnot. And it is a heavenly, wonderful smell. So that's it for cedarwood. The one thing I did want to mention is that I would use it. In fact, I wouldn't use it at all if you're in your first trimester of pregnancy, certainly not directly on the skin. I would use this oil on my feet if, you know, if possible. And you don't need to use a lot of this. Just a smidge will do. And, you know, remember, if your skin is particularly sensitive, always use with a carrier oil, but do not use this oil if you're pregnant, especially in the first trimester. And you know what, guys? That's why it's so very important. You read a little bit, you run out, you get an oil. First of all, if it's not pure or organic, you're just wasting your money. You're not getting all the health benefits and properties from it. But then you don't know about the caution statements. So you really need to, go to somebody or deal with somebody who understands and knows these things. So here again, you can also use it because it's so good for the face or the skin. You could use it, I guess, in a toner or moisturizer to help clarify your face. But always you can inhale it directly from the bottle or use it in a diffuser. Okay, so hopefully that was interesting in terms of that, you know, cedarwood, because we don't realize all the many different things that it can help us with. The fourth oil that we're going to talk about is the cypress essential oil. And in the Bible, Isaiah chapter 44, verse 14, "He heweth him down cedars, and taketh the cypress and the oak, which he strengthened for himself among the trees of the forest. He planteth an ash, and the rain doth nourish it." So they're talking about cypress oil in Isaiah, and a lot of the benefits of cypress oil. It helps assist with clear breathing. So if you have a little allergies going on, or maybe you've got a little bit of a head cold, a little stuffiness, sometimes when you've been traveling on the airplane, it can kind of mess with your respiratory a bit. Cypress helps to clear your breathing. It promotes healthy respiratory function. It also helps to soothe tight, tense muscles, and it also helps blood flow. So, you know, all pretty interesting stuff there. The other thing about it is that it does also have emotional benefits. It's we can use it to create emotional cleansing. Okay, so this is important. You know, it helps move you along if you're stuck in a healing process. It helps to push you forward. It helps you release emotions and trauma. So in other words, it's kind of like a purge. You can use it as a purging, kind of a letting go of all things emotional that are no good for you. You know, it'll help you maybe go with the flow. Here again, let go, get rid of all that emotional baggage. Trust in the process of life. I like that. You know, some of us, no matter who we are, we can get overwhelmed with things sometimes, and we just have to kind of find our balance again and just trust. Trust in the bigger picture. And, you know, cypress will help you do that. So, you know, here again, it can be applied directly to the skin. Always use a carrier oil. It's another one that I would not use during pregnancy. To me, if it says use with caution, and if I were pregnant, I would not use it, so I would never recommend for somebody else to use it. Anything to me that has any caution and pregnancy in the same sentence, just don't use it. There's so many other oils that are safe to use. You know, this is not an oil that, you know how sometimes they'll say, put just a little drop or rub it like right under your nose or whatnot. Now, even though this will help with respiratory, it's not an oil to put near your nose, eyes, or ears. Okay. Here again, you can rub it on your chest with a carrier oil. It can be used in a diffuser. You can also gargle with it. So that's that for any throat discomfort. Now, one of the things it's great for, as I had mentioned earlier, is for light sore muscles. It's great to use with a carrier oil for a massage. One of the things I would do to really give it that wonderful smell and uplifting benefit is I would probably blend it with a citrus, and if you were to ask me, I would say my citrus of choice would be grapefruit essential oil, and of course my fractionated coconut oil, and rub it on any problem areas. Ladies, are you listening? And maybe you gentlemen too. to help give your skin a firmer, more youthful appearance. No matter how old or young we are, we always want to look and appear youthful, and it's supposed to help with that. If you have oily skin, you could add one or two drops to your toner, and that's a natural way to help reduce the oil glands on your face. If you have trust issues, and some of us do from time to time, probably we all do, you can massage one drop right over the heart center or your heart chakra. If you're using this daily, maybe you need to talk some of your issues out with somebody who's ready and willing to listen and not judge. I wish I had known about this oil when my husband crossed over. It's also a great oil for dealing with grief. Of course, I hadn't begun that journey yet, but, unfortunately, for any of you that are listening or could download this later, Cypress Essential Oil is an oil that helps you deal with grief, and I would use it with a diffuser in the room or put a couple of drops in palms of your hands, rub your hands together, and kind of cup your hands, not touching your face, but close enough so that you can just breathe in deeply and get that benefit of the oil. It's also supposed to be good to help with eye makeup remover. I find for myself that regular coconut oil seems to do a fine job, but maybe, if people that don't like to use just that or they want it to have a nice, fresh, woodsy scent, I would say you could probably put a drop in a 5-millimeter roller bottle along with the, fractionated coconut oil and use it as an eye makeup remover. And also, it can be used as an aphrodisiac massage oil. I thought that was pretty funny. I would mix it, and I would probably mix it with maybe 3 drops of cypress to 5 drops of yang yang, and with carrier oil. And and massage it on your inner thighs. So you guys will have to try it and get back to me and tell me if it works or not. I have not tried it, but if I ever feel that I need that boost, that's what I would do. I would mix 3 drops of cypress with about 5 drops of the yang yang with a nice soft carrier oil such as fractionated, coconut oil, and just massage on those inner thighs, okay? That was probably the last thing I had to say on the cypress oil. So pretty neat, huh? And then the fact that it's mentioned in the Bible, and of course the Bible doesn't tell us all of the benefits of it. Perhaps understandably so. Okay, our last oil we're going to talk about today is fir. Okay, and one of the reasons I chose these oils from the Bible is because a lot of times I think that I talk about some of maybe perhaps the more sweeter blends or those that are more flowery and whatnot, and I just, we're not all flowery people. We don't always want to have something sweet, whether we want to have it a little more masculine, or maybe we as ladies are just more, we like the woodsy smell more, or maybe we want to put it on our guy and help our guy. Well, he doesn't necessarily want to go around smelling like a floral bouquet. So this was one of the reasons that I chose these particular oils from the Bible. Okay. And the last one we're going to do is fir. And Isaiah chapter 41, verse 19. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shittah tree, and the myrtle, and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree, and the pine, and the box tree together. So Isaiah mentions fir, and the fir essential oil has the ability to help reduce pain, prevent infections, improve respiratory function, increase metabolism, detoxify the body, and reduce body odor. And, you know, some of us have a stronger scent than others. We can have medical conditions that can cause our body to have a scent that's not always so pleasant. Or sometimes we're having health challenges that will do that. Or if we're maybe on a different kind of diet where we've maybe not eating the fruits and veggies that we should be eating, and it can cause our body to have a scent that's not quite so pleasant. So fir essential oil is a great oil to help with those things. And actually, it's the needles of the fir that are obviously the most important part. That's the active ingredients and where the powerful chemical compounds are located. That's where the essential oil is extracted and used for topical ointments or additives to other oils that have additional health properties. So one of the most common uses for fir needle essential oil is as an antiseptic. And when it comes to the preventing infection, you know, essential oils have pretty much, as you know, we all know, has been around for thousands of years. And fir needle has an extremely high concentration of antiseptic organic compounds that have been known to stimulate the immune system and prevent dangerous infections. So it can be pretty powerful to keep your body healthy inside and out. So as I had mentioned earlier, it's great for soothing pains and relaxing aching muscles. It can bring blood to the surface of the skin, flushing out toxins, and I'm running out of time. It aids in speeding up metabolism, immune system, preventing infections, useful in eliminating bad body odor, detoxifying the body, and helps relieve pain and relaxes aching muscles. Uh-oh, I'm running out of time. So anyway, thank you guys for listening. This is Donna again, soulfulforyou.com. Please go and check out my website and like my Facebook page. I'm also an angel coach with Angel Coaches. Please go and check us out at angelcoaches.org, like our Facebook page. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, for listening. Please write to me. Let me know if there's a topic that you would like for me to discuss, and I will be more than happy to. You know, have a wonderful, wonderful week, and God willing, we'll see and hear each other again next Monday at 3 o'clock. Love, light, and peace, everyone.